USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia says diplomatic ties with the United States could be damaged past the point of no return if the United States designates Moscow a state sponsor of terrorism. Russian media citing a top Russian official warning against an effort in the United States Senate to put the designation on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Consumer sentiment is improving slightly. The University of Michigan's early reading for August edged up 5 points from its all-time low in June. The survey's expectations index improved, especially among low- and middle-income consumers. Continued declines in energy prices helped ease the overall inflation outlook. Still, nearly half of all consumers blame inflation for lowering their standard of living. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The mayors of New York City and Washington, D.C. are asking for additional federal resources. This after Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott started sending busloads of illegal immigrants to their cities. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the Biden administration will not take action.
The facts clearly show that this president has no ceiling on what is going to continue to cross the border illegally, and it continues to frustrate us as agents. It continues to frustrate law enforcement.
Not having access to paid leave cost a worker an average of $815 during the pandemic if they missed work. That's according to the Urban Institute. It worked with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation on a report that also noted a huge gap in pay before the pandemic compared to during the health crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
Shadow knows.
Mystery in the air, starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
San Jose, California is seeing a mass exodus of law enforcement employees, according to the president of the San Jose Police Officers Association, Sean Pritchard. 156 officers plan to leave in the next 24 months. He told KTVU Fox 2 in San Jose that the department is in a crisis of its own.
This department is in crisis. We are experiencing our own emergency, calling 911 for help, and there is no extra help.
A new study is showing the dangers connected to bounce houses. The University of Georgia conducted a study and found there were 132 wind-related bounce house incidents recorded from the year 2000 until last year. Out of those situations, at least 497 people were injured and at least 28 others died. Researchers telling WDUN it's because the inflatable structures are underregulated in more than a dozen states. The study says this is not to prevent people from renting them, but a warning to pay attention to kids and check the forecast. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey is willing to consider an expansion of the NCAA basketball tournament. Sankey telling Sports Illustrated he's not backing the idea yet, but wants to take a fresh look at letting more teams into March Madness. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.